Blog Talk Radio.
But that which is through faith in Christ,
the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect or complete, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and springing toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. These are powerful, powerful words. And as you can see from the reading, Paul is not an advocate of cheap grace. Paul wrote that he wanted to be found in Jesus. Now, please notice that before, in the verses preceding the verses I have read, Paul gives us his resume of the flesh. And he no longer needed that resume because of what he now possessed in Christ. I want to know Christ was Paul's focus. The Christ has given Paul the ability to give up eyes on self. Paul was healed of selfish preoccupation. Paul wrote, I consider, I counsel. Paul wanted a gnosis that was centered in Christ. The word gnosis here means to know experientially. But Paul's life was completely different. Paul wanted only Christ's righteousness because he wanted to experience or enter into the suffering of Christ on his behalf. Isaiah wrote that Jesus suffered his beard being plucked out. Isaiah also wrote that Jesus exposed his back to the smiters. Isaiah also wrote that the visage or the face of Jesus was unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. And so in Isaiah 53, we read of Jesus that he was a man of suffering, and the old King James reads, and acquainted with grief. He was more than acquainted with grief. There was no mere acquaintance on the part of Jesus with grief. Jesus knew grief intimately. Jesus knew the profoundly destructive character of sin. He knew what sin had done to mankind. He knew the ruin of sin. He knew the degradation of sin. He knew the disfoliation of sin. He knew the ruin of sin in his sinless soul when he was made sin for the world. When Jesus was nailed to the cross with those Roman spikes that were 5 to 7 inches long, 5/8 of an inch in diameter, he did so. He experienced his hand his hand voluntarily. Jesus hung there voluntarily. He said that he could appeal to the Father, and his Father would have said help to him immediately by sending angels to defend him. But he was fulfilling God's will for his life. That his soul became a sin offering for all mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Jesus should not die, but have eternal life. Paul wanted a part, he wanted to participate in the suffering of Jesus on his behalf. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Paul writes, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. And then Paul writes, and the koinonia of sharing in his suffering. Then you have the inscrutable words, becoming like him in his death. Honestly, I have no idea what these words mean. Study them. But the depth of these words are so profound, I truly do not understand them. Becoming like him in his death. And so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection, ex out from the dead. Those who seek to eradicate from this culture or any nation the presence of Christ, those who seek to truncate or to make light of the finished work of Christ, will at some point have to deal with God. When you get a moment, please read about the downgrade controversy of the 19th century, and which featured Charles Spurgeon. Read about him. And read about those ministers who attempted to downgrade, to castigate, to render small or interpret Jesus in a way that was inconsistent with historic Christianity. And see what happened when we saw those individuals. Paul knew otherwise. Paul was a witness to the character and person of Jesus. Paul understood that his life had been made radically new and different through receiving Christ as his Savior. Paul now understood something different about life. Paul knew that if any man is in Christ, he is new creation, that is qualitatively new creation. And then Paul wrote, the old, literally, the old things, it is literally the old, worn out things are passed away. Think about the old, worn out intellectual ideas, the old, worn out theologies, the old, worn out intellectual fashions, the old lies, the old ways of being. Paul understood that because he had received Christ Jesus into his life, he had become brand new. And his life was filled with wonderful and powerful meaning. Good afternoon. God bless you. My name is Dr. Josiah Richard. Have a wonderful day.